are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Week 4 starts and sits coming at you right now.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
Let me tell you what time it is. It is time for Jahmyr Gibbs to get the damn ball, man. What are they doing? Like, my whole fantasy is depending on Jahmyr Gibbs, and Montgomery gets 3 touchdowns. Like, what the hell's going on over there?
No doubt, buddy. No doubt. We're going to get to some games. We're going to get to some starts and sits. If you have questions, please throw them in the comments. We will get to them. Don't forget to hit the like button for us. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you are not already. But hey, buddy, we got to get to a sponsor of our show today, and that is Manscaped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you guys watch the show, you already know we love us some Manscaped over here at Fourth and Flex. These guys do everything for us. They provide our facial gear. They provide our below the belt gear. Everything you need to stay trimmed and ready for the season. You know, these guys keep you fresh, keep you perked up. You need to go over to manscaped.com, use promo code SUPERFLEX20, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide, Bandy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they've got great stuff over there. You go in my bathroom, you just see Manscaped stuff all over the place because I can't get enough of it. Guys, like Trey said, go to manscaped.com, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20, 20% off, free shipping. Why wouldn't you do it, Trey?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? But hey, we're here for some starts and sits, baby. So we're going to get into them. We're going game by game, going into some of these starts and sits for this week. I'm excited. Yo Man Joe popping in the comments. Hey, Aaron Jones completely ruined my week already, Trey.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. I got him in a couple leagues too. And it just, I mean, you know, what do we expect? You just come back from an injury. And the Detroit Lions offensive line or defensive line was just insane last night. I mean, nobody could run on them. AJ Dillon couldn't do anything, which doesn't make a difference. But Aaron Jones, yeah, it sucks, man. I feel for you.
It's hard, buddy. It's hard, man. Yeah. I got a few shares of Aaron Jones myself, so I feel you. But let's go ahead and get into some Sunday football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and hop right into this thing, baby. Let's hop to the first game, Trey. And that is the Falcons at the Jaguars in London. And the Toy Story game, from what I hear.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Jags winning by 3. And I like the Jags to get the win in London. But just remember that this game is it's scheduled for 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you set your lineups accordingly. I know a lot of people like to wake up around 10 and set their lineups on Sunday. But make sure you have at least your Falcon and Jags figured out by the time Saturday night or early Sunday morning.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I think I got to take the Jags here, too. I know they had a rough go at it last week, but I like taking the Jags here, too, buddy. Let's jump into some Falcons starts, though. Going ahead and getting it started, buddy. Of course, you're starting Bijan, this guy. You know, he had a little bit of a rough game last week. I think your boy's going to pick it up. I like starting Drake London also in this game because that Jaguars defense has been giving up some points. And believe it or not, I like starting Kyle Pitts in this game. I think he has an all right game. You know, it's the tight end, so you got to watch out. You know, even if they do, you know, okay, that's probably good for your tight end position. And I also like starting Tyler Algier here too, man. I just think that these guys are going to have a good game, and I think they're worth a start, Trey.
Give me Jonnu Smith over Kyle Pitts, baby. You know, they're probably going to get the same amount of work, and I'd just rather have that name on my team.
Okay. No, I see it. But I just think Kyle Pitts gets a little work, buddy, enough to, you know, work for your tight end spot. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely.
But yeah, that's the Falcons starts. Let's jump into the Jaguars. I'm starting Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'm starting Travis Etienne, most definitely. I'm going to throw Calvin Ridley and Christian Kirk as a start also in this game. And, of course, I'm starting Evan Engram. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I dig it a lot. You know, I really think the Jags just had a rough week last week. I think they bounced back a lot this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. But, yeah, good game. Again, the Toy Story game, maybe we see Woody in a, out there in the bleachers or something with a Jag shirt on, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Going to be a good one. Going to be a good one. Hey, Yo Man Joe has a question. This may be a dumb question, but do you think I should flex Chris Godwin, Drake London, or Jalen Warren, Trey?
First of all, I don't believe in dumb questions on this show. Everyone's opinion matters. But looking at what you got there, in my opinion, I would lean Chris Godwin, and then it would be Jalen Warren, and I would leave Drake London last, just in my opinion. Because I do think we'll learn more when we get to my Steelers starts, but I do think Jalen Warren is a better start than Najee. So,
Okay. I do like the Godwins. Godwin is my first bet here, but I think I'll go Drake London, then Jalen Warren, just because I feel like, you know, Drake London get a little more work. But I like it. I love it. Let's go ahead and hop to the next game, Trey. This week we've got the Rams at the Colts.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is also 45 points. Vegas has the Colts picked to win by one. Seems like a free bet to me. I think the Rams get the dub here.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams, you know, didn't look amazing last week. Gardner Minshew, is he still going to be holding the Colts down this week?
Or yeah, Richardson's back.
He's back. Dude's back. Okay, I'm still going Rams, though.
Exactly.
I got to go Rams, buddy. But, yeah, going to be a good one, though, I think.
But jumping into my Rams starts, you're obviously starting Matthew Stafford. Kyren Williams is getting 98% of the touches. You got to start this dude up. Puka Nacua, got to start that man up, at least till Kupp comes back. And even when Kupp comes back, that first game, I'm still starting Puka Nacua because you don't know what it's going to look like and you got to ride the hot hand. I would start Tutu Atwell in this game. I think he's going to get some work. And Tyler Higbee as well, I think you can throw out there.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like the Higbee, man. I think he's been doing really well for my team. I've got him. I got him late in a lot of leagues, and he's been doing, you know, better than some of these other tight ends that we just can't rely on, Trey. So I like it. I like it a lot.
Jump into my Colt starts, and I just realized this is kind of the battle of the waiver wire running backs that took over fantasy. I mean, you got Zach Moss and Kyren Williams both getting all the work on the field out there, you know, being top 10 running backs right now, and that's really exciting. You got to start Zach Moss. Anthony Richardson is back in this game. I think you can put him in super flex. I think he's worth a super flex start, you know, with like his rushing, and I think he might get a touchdown on the ground. Michael Pittman, I think, is worthy of a start. And Kylan Granson at tight end, I think, with Anthony Richardson back, is worthy of a start, but I'm not starting any of the other receivers.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me, buddy. I like everything you're saying there. Yo Man Joe says, don't hate on my Colts. Sorry, buddy. We ain't hating. We just think the Rams going to beat them, I mean.
Yeah.
Antonio Lopez over on YouTube says, would you do Kyren and Cooper for Diggs PPR? My other running backs are Moss, Hall, and Swift.
I'm wondering if that's Amari Cooper. I'm guessing that's Amari Cooper and not Cooper Kupp, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. So with Kyren Williams and Amari Cooper for Stephon Diggs, man, honestly, I'm not letting go of Kyren Williams this year. The Rams have nothing else at running back until they sign somebody. And with Kyren Williams just taking all the work, I'd rather have him and Amari Cooper than I would Diggs on my team, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, no, I like it. Diggs, you know, he seems to be not hitting his full stride every game like he usually does, so I can see that. I probably hold on too because I feel like Cooper's can have great games and Kyren Williams is, you know, he does his thing and he is the guy over there. So that makes sense to me too, buddy. Makes sense to me. Let's see. Yo Man Joe says, do you think the Colts being down three starting linemen changes your opinion on starting Moss?
Not at all, man, because it's volume. I don't even think Zach Moss is that great of a running back, but when he's getting every single snap, I mean, no one else is getting snaps on the field. I mean, 98%. of the snaps out here. The volume alone is going to get you enough points to be startable when I'm out here looking at guys like Khalil Herbert to put out there, you know?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, no, I like Moss to start too, yeah. I have to agree with you, buddy. And Stephen L. says, in a full PPR format, would you trade Alvin Kamara and Jerry Jeudy for C.D. Lamb?
To be honest with you, man, I wouldn't, but I understand the trade completely. I just really think Alvin Kamara is going to take off this year. But I think that Jerry Jeudy is almost irrelevant right now. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be, to my in my eyes as a person, it would be Alvin Kamara for CeeDee Lamb. And honestly, I would rather have the Alvin Kamara side. I just think the Cowboys are beefed up behind their defense, and their really offense is not looking that great. I know CeeDee Lamb is producing enough for fantasy, but I really think Alvin Kamara is going to be a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I just, you know, I think that like Alvin Kamara shares are never going to be as high as they are right now. So if he does come out and not do as well as we feel like he's going to, then you missed out on getting, you know, a good guy over there. That's the only issue I see there. But I think I, if it was me, would hold on to Alvin Kamara too. So there's that. That was a good one. Good question. Yo Man Joe says, is it time to sell Gibbs, Trey?
You know what? I feel you, brother. But it, you know, you're selling low if you're selling right now. And you're not going to get much value at all. I really, in my opinion, I want to hold Gibbs at least until maybe they can show us something. And then maybe try to sell him high on that game, which will still be tough, you know, based on the season. But, I mean, you're just not going to get much for Gibbs unless you find a Detroit Lions fan in your league, you know. So I would honestly hold on to him and just hope for the best. That's all you can do at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they are feeding David Montgomery the rock. Like, a lot, dude, like a lot. So I understand why you're panicking on Gibbs. I feel like I want to hold on to him too, just a little while longer, because we know Montgomery could go down at any minute, like he always does. But then again, we did see him go out and Gibbs did better, you know, but it's just, we were talking earlier about it, Trey. We were talking about how it's kind of like a James Cook from last year sort of thing going on over here with him, you know, a little bit better, obviously. But I kind of feel that way. And like next year, I think is Gibbs' time. So if you got him in Dynasty, you definitely want to hold on to him.
Definitely.
Most def, most def. But yeah, let's go ahead. We got the Rams, the Colts. Going to be a good game. We did all the starts there. Let's go ahead and move to the next game on our list, Trey. Ravens at the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Browns winning by 2, and I love it because all offseason I talked about how the Ravens are going to be mediocre again, and look at that, they are.
Oh, hey, they've had their moments. Lamar gets running a little bit. They've got, just like every year, injury has just killed the Ravens team. Every year this happens to them, bro, and it's happening again this year, man. I was looking at the depth chart earlier. Q-O-O-O-Q, you know what I mean? Just like all kinds of crazy stuff like that going on over there.
Yeah, I'm out on the Ravens. Okay. So I'm put me on the bench too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's out. Yeah, I'm questionable, I guess you could say. But I am taking the Browns in this game. They just have been playing some good football lately, and I just want to keep it going. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into some of my Ravens starts. I'm starting Lamar. I'm starting Zay Flowers. Bateman and Odell are out. Like I said, a lot of O's over on that team. So I'm definitely going to start Zay Flowers. I think he has to get the work. And I'm also starting Mark Ingram for the same reason. With all the guys out on the team, I feel like these guys are going to get some work. And I'm not comfortable starting Gus Edwards, man. Not comfortable. Justice Hill might come back. He might not. Either way, I don't want to touch the running back room over there, Trey.
I feel you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to the Browns starts. You want to start Watson, I think. He's having rough starts, but once he gets his feet under him, he's starting to do well enough to be fantasy relevant for sure. I'm starting Jerome Ford. Start that Ford up, if you know what I mean. start Amari Cooper. I like flexing Elijah Moore, man. He's been getting work. He's been getting looks. Deshaun feels like he can kind of rely on this guy a little bit. I like it. But I'm sitting Kareem Hunt, and I'm sitting David Njoku, my friend.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, start that Ford up, baby.
Yeah, start that Ford. Get it rumbling. I like it. Yo Man Joe says, I'm risking it starting Javonte Williams this week. Hope it's his breakout week.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for Javonte Williams this week. You know, he's gotten a little bit more and more work every week, and I think it's worth it against the Bears for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. I like it, buddy. Let's go ahead, get it going. Moving to the next game here. We've got the Vikings at the Panthers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 3. Yeah, I agree. The Vikings win this game. I think it'll be, honestly, a good game to watch, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers got blown out with Bryce Young back.
The Vikings have to win, right? They have to win this game. They're just starting to, it's not looking good, buddy. And if Bryce Young comes out and throws a party on the Vikings, bro, it's game over. I'm just saying, the Vikings, you know, the defense, man, they had all offseason to work on that defense, and I feel like they didn't, which is insane because that feels like that. I mean, how many games do you want to fight back to win? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it was all like that, you know, the last 2 years. 2 years ago, I think they said they lost like the majority of their games by one touchdown. Then last year, they won the majority of their games by one touchdown. They're back to losing by one touchdown this year. So it's just a struggle over there, and it's all got to be on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep. They need to work on that defense for sure, man. If not in free agency, find some good guys to pick up through the draft, man, like it's supposed to be done.
But jumping to the offensive side of the ball, my starts for the Vikings, you got to start Kirk Cousins. This dude's a monster. Alexander Mattison is startable. Justin Jefferson as well. TJ Hawkinson, you got to start him. I mean, all these guys I'm listing are like top fantasy producers, yet this team can't win. That's got to say something. And then KJ Jefferson and Jordan Addison, like I've said before, is one of those, if you got one of them, start one. It's going to be hit or miss on those guys. You know, you got to take a risk with it. If I had to start one, I would say Jordan Addison just for the healthness of it. Cause KJ Jefferson tends to stay, unhealthy. But, other than that, that's my Viking starts.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I like Addison as a start this week. Also, it makes sense. I like it a lot, buddy. I like it a lot. Pay King, what's up, buddy? Says drop Herbert for Roshan.
I don't know, man. I'm not ready to do that just yet. I'm still hoping for Herbert to take off and shine. I would feel worried to drop Herbert for Roshan. I wouldn't be afraid to pick up Roshan and hold him with Herbert, but I don't know if I could drop Herbert for Roshan.
Yeah, I have to agree, man. I've seen what Herbert can do, and I just think the Bears, like, it's hopefully, I'm thinking by the end of the season, we're thinking, wow, when the Bears started, they looked crappy, but they're going to get it together. I really feel that way. And Herbert is a good running back. We've seen him do his thing and make big plays and be that guy. And I think he can still be that guy. So I'm holding on Herbert. But, I wouldn't hate picking up Roshan just in case.
But jumping to my Panthers starts, Bryce Young is back, which has a big factor on this game. I'm going to start Adam Thielen, but I'm going to sit DJ Chark. And Hayden Hurst is really going to be hit or miss. I mean, if you're just really struggling to tie it in, it might be worth a shot, but you have the chance of a goose egg, which scares me. And then Miles Sanders is questionable, and he was downgraded Friday. I feel like he's not going to play in this game. And if he doesn't, Chuba Hubbard is going to be an all-star, I think. So,
ooh, okay. We'll see. We'll see. I've seen Chuba Hubbard have be the guy, do great. I've also seen him not do great. But against the Vikings defense, that makes sense to me, buddy. Makes sense to me. And I got Miles Sanders, man. I want him to start. Don't get me wrong, but Chuba could do his thing. So I like it.
And with Bryce Young back in the game, I feel like they're going to run it even more, especially with Hubbard, who's been defined on this team. And nobody else on the offense has more than a year besides him. So.
Yeah, I know. He's been there forever. He's been there forever. Absolutely. Let's see here. Yo Man Joe says, in our best ball league, I drafted Puka Nacua and Devin Achane. They have really kept me alive after losing week one. Now 2-1.
Yeah, not bad, man. Not bad. Oh, Achane getting that 40, 50 points or however the points are decided in that league. Probably won your whole week anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, dude tore it up, bro. Tore it up. That's the Vikings at the Panthers. Let's move to the next game, Trey. We've got the Bengals at the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points, and Vegas has the Titans picked to win by 1.5.
No, they didn't.
I mean, that's insane to me, honestly. Just no respect for Joe Burrow and the Bengals and how their year has started. I think this is the week where they start turning things around, and I'm going to take the Bengals in this game.
I'm going to take the Bengals in this game, too. How about Derrick Henry last week, buddy? How about him? Anyway, yeah, the Bengals, look, Ja'Marr Chase looked like he's starting to get it together. Another week of healthy Joe. I like the Bengals to take the W in this game. Also, buddy, I like it. Let's go to some Bengals starts. Start your boy Burrow. Start your boy Mixon. Start Ja'Marr Chase. Start T. Higgins. Get him back in there. But sit Tyler Boyd and look for Drew Sample, the tight end, to get a little work because Irv Smith is not there, buddy. What do you think?
Heard. I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, man. T. Higgins had another down week last week. You know, it's just one of those things that you got to keep starting it, man.
Yeah, exactly. He's the guy. Because you never know when he's just going to blow, my friend. So I like it. Moving to some Titans starts here. Start your boy Derrick Henry, even though, like I said, he just had a rough week. I'm never not starting Derrick Henry if he's playing. Start D-Hop because Treylon Burks, he's out of there, my friend. He's not there. So who's going to get the work? It has to be D-Hop.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, you know, has gotten some work here and there, but I don't think I would go as far as to start him.
Yeah, exactly. No, sit Ikhine, and I'm also going to go ahead and sit Chigo also, tight end over there.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bengals at the Titans, another banger. We got a question, Trey. Start DJ Moore over Jacoby Myers.
I can't remember who the Raiders are playing. Let me scroll real quick here.
The Raiders are playing the Chargers.
Raiders are playing the Chargers. Okay, so high offensive type game. I think I would lean Jacoby Myers, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I actually have both of these guys in some leagues. If I had to pick one, Jacoby just feels like the hotter hand right now. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm afraid DJ Moore could just pop at any moment, I feel like there's more of a chance that Jacoby Myers is going to do well than DJ Moore do well here. So I think I'm going to go Jacoby too.
Yeah, I think Jacoby's just the safer bet, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But let's roll to the next game, Trey. Next up, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Saints, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Saints winning by 3. Well, the Saints are going to go marching home with an L, baby.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. Buccaneers going to redeem themselves, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like it. I like it. You know I'm taking my boys to win this game, buddy. Baker had his moments, man, but if they could play like they did that last drive all the time, bro, we'd be golden, pony boy.
Yeah, man, I like it. Uh-huh. But jumping to my Bucs starts. Baker Mayfield, I think, is startable in super flex leagues. Rashad White is doing enough to be started. It's not pretty, but he's getting enough points that I think he's worth a start. Mike Evans got to start this dude up. I think Godwin is flexible. But Trey Palmer, I wouldn't start. And Kate Otten is just one of those guys that if you just are throwing a dart on a tight end, I think he could get a touchdown. So,
okay. Yeah, I could see Kate Otten getting a touchdown. Makes sense to me, buddy. Makes sense to me.
But jumping to my Saints starts, Alvin Kamara is back. Cannot wait for this. I am starting him up in this game. I know it's hard when a guy comes back after several games and a whole season missed, but put this dude in there because Alvin Kamara is going to go crazy. Derek Carr was questionable, but he did return to practice Friday. The coach wants to see how he is on Saturday, so he's definitely going to be a game-time decision. If he does not play, I'm not starting Jameis Winston, but I am starting the Bucs defense. I think it's a great streamer this week. Chris Olave startable, whether Carr or Winston's there, but Michael Thomas and Rashid Shaheed, I'm only starting if Derek Carr is playing. And then Juwan Johnson, I'm willing to start if Jameis Winston is behind center.
Okay, I like that. We've seen him feed him the rock quite a few times, so that makes sense to me. Look, as far as starting the Bucs defense, I like that because they know Jameis Winston. They literally used to practice against this man. They probably know some of his tells. I like starting the Bucs defense, buddy.
I just want to see a Buck eat a dub.
Oh, I hate that so much. God, I hate that. But yeah, let's see. Pay King has a question. Do you stream defense every week or try to stick with the same, Trey?
So it really depends on what league, defense I have drafted in that league. You know, I have a couple leagues where I've got the Niners defense and the Cowboys in one. I'm sticking with them for now. I'm riding the hot hand. But if my defense doesn't seem to be producing, I start streaming every week. And all I'm doing is streaming matchups. Mostly the way I stream my defense is based on the quarterback on the other side of the ball. How many interceptions are they going to throw, in my opinion? Do they look poised in the pocket, you know, or are they struggling and it look like they're anxious behind center? So it's just kind of those things you got to look at and grab the guy your week you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you, buddy. Like if you have a rough week, even sometimes I'll get a different one. You know, it just depends. Like you said, I like that going on against the quarterback. A lot of times I'll go against when it's a bad team. You know what I mean? They're playing a bad team. Like I used to have a thing. I would follow the Jets. I would follow the Jets because I knew that when somebody was playing the Jets, they were going to get them. So, you know, we all have our little things though. Yo Man Joe says QBs have not done well against the Carolina defense. Kirk Cousins still a decent start? Is Kirk Cousins still a decent start?
Yeah, man. I mean, Kirk Cousins, number two quarterback on the year in PPR leagues. I think you got to start that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing well. He's doing well for fantasy, so it makes sense. Craig Wayne says, well, I messed up and started Aaron Jones.
Did the same, man. I did the same.
I'm right here with you, brother. I would have told you to start him. If I had him, I would have started him. Mm-hmm. I have him in a couple of leagues, but I think that's mostly best ball. I would have started him up too, buddy. Hey, Kincaid or Pitts PPR, Trey?
You answer it because you know I won't.
Yeah, go Kincaid. Yeah. I don't know. Pitts? Kincaid? I'll go Pitts here.
I would not go Kincaid.
Yeah.
I can't say go Pitts, but I would not go Kincaid.
Yeah. He literally can't say it. He's like the Fonz trying to say he's wrong. He rip Kyle Pitts. He can't tell you to start him. So, yeah, I'll tell you. Start Kyle Pitts, buddy. Do it. I like it. I like it. But, yeah, Buccaneers at the Saints. You know I'm ready for that one, baby. Let's go to our next game, and that is – our Manscaped game of the week. Yes, sir. We've got the Dolphins at the Bills, baby.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 53.5 points. Vegas has the Bills picked to win by 2.5. And tell you what, I'm riding with the Dolphins, baby.
Yeah. How could you not? Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. Nah, I got to go Dolphins here, man. They just look too great.
70 points.
That's all you had to say. Look, the Dolphins, how many points you think they score on the Bills, though, this week?
I would definitely take the over, right?
Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I got to take the Dolphins, too, man. Again, ride the hot hand, and that hand is on fire, on fire. But let's get to the starts here. Start Tua, start Mostert, start Tyreek. I like starting Jalen Waddle. I like Devin Achane as a flex. I mean, if you can start him, start him. I mean, he's getting work, but I don't want to. I want to sit Durham Smythe or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody on this team's ceiling for getting a touchdown, I feel like, is better than anyone else in the leagues right now.
Yeah, I just don't want to panic and just start all these guys and just expect them to do as well as they did last week. Like Achane, you can't rely on him to put up that kind of points again. But
no, but you can definitely, even if they put up half what they did last week, they're startable. You know, a third even. So mm-hmm. It's like you almost have to throw these guys out there. And even if they do have a dud week, you know what? They got you a week before, and then you can bench them and look at them from that point forward. But I mean, you can't set somebody who had 50 points last week.
You can't because. You know how mad you were that you sat Achane anyways last week. So you would be so mad at yourself if you did that again and he goes off.
Exactly. Right?
Even if he gets 2 touchdowns and 50 yards, bro, it's worth a start for me, buddy.
No doubt.
1 touchdown and 75. I'm good. but yeah, that's the Dolphins. Let's get to the Bills starts here. You got to start Joshie Allen. You got to start James Cook. I like starting Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. And I think Dawson Knox gets a touchdown. What do you think?
Okay, okay. I can dig it. I can dig it. Yeah, James Cook, baby, all day. I'm loving him. Start that dude up for show.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Latavius Murray? I got him as a possible flex, maybe if I had no other choice kind of thing.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I mean, you're almost banking on a touchdown, but he's gotten one 2 weeks in a row. You know, if you just really don't have no other options, you know, I think he's a better flex than a lot of these backups out there.
For sure, for sure. I cannot believe we're still talking about Latavius Murray all these years later, man. I feel like I've been talking about this guy for years.
I think I would start him over Elijah Mitchell.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, I like that. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Just to kind of put it in perspective.
Yeah, no, that definitely puts it into perspective, my friend. Definitely. Dolphins at the Bills, the Manscaped game of the week. We got a question, Trey, before we get going. A.S. says, I have Ramondre, James Cook, Swift, Jerome Ford as a running back. Is trading Ford for Mark Andrews a good trade if I need a tight end upgrade over Hunter Henry?
Look, man, Hunter Henry had one bad week. Before that, he was tight end one and tight end two. There's not much of an upgrade from there. I understand that your idea is that Mark Andrews is going to be more consistent. But honestly, give Hunter Henry one more week before you make that decision. And at that point, I think it would be okay. But give Hunter Henry one more week.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Yeah, I like it, buddy. He's got James Cook, Swift, and Ramondre too, though. I mean, if he doesn't, if he's got all his spots filled, I don't hate the trade idea. He also says, yeah, but I don't think Henry will do this all season.
It's very possible. I just don't know about Mark Andrews the same. I mean, the dude's got injury history. The Ravens have not looked great. You know, that's the only thing that scares me there. But
yeah, no, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Makes sense. Let's see here. Craig says, Fields or Stroud? Who you got?
It's got to be Stroud this week, man. I understand the matchup's good, but I'm not starting Fields again until he proves himself.
I know. It's hard. But I mean, how bad are you going to feel when you don't start Fields and he just puts up a monster game?
I'm not going to feel bad because 3 weeks in a row I watched him put up a dud.
Yeah, you got to start getting them W's somewhere. Makes sense. Makes sense. And also, AS said, I also have Lamar Jackson, so I could stack up with old Mark Andrews. So
definitely makes me feel a lot better to have the stack. I'm a sucker for stacks. So yeah, man, I don't think it's a bad trade. I just personally am scared of the Ravens offense.
Yeah. And Craig says Andrews ain't making it through the season, in my opinion.
There you go.
If the past has taught us anything, then that is probably a true statement. We got another question here, buddy. Who would you start, sit, running back wise, PPR, rolling with Jacobs, Mostert, Etienne, DeAndre Swift, A-Chain, also have Montgomery. Hope you started him. Oh, but had on my bench last night. Ouch. Too worried about his injury. Face purple, crying. I assume that's an emoji.
I'm trying to decide how many, you're trying to start here. But if I had to put these guys that you have in order from start to sit, I would probably put Mostert at the top and then ETN and then Swift and then Jacobs, A-Chain or Jacobs. I feel like I have to put A-Chain above Jacobs just because of last week, but I don't think Mostert and A-Chain both produce. Man, that's a tough question with, you know, that Dolphins game, it really affected the whole world for fantasy.
It really did. No, I like Jacobs over A-Chain. I really do, just because we know he's the guy over there, you know.
But I think Mostert and Etienne are my top two on the list.
Mostert and Etienne, yeah. I know Swift has been going off too. I like Swift and Etienne. You're right. Mostert's been good, man. I'm just worried he's not going to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get to another question here, buddy. Yo, man, Joe, DJ Moore or Chris Godwin in the flex, Trey?
Yeah, man, that's a really good question. It's really tough because I think both of them are kind of sitting in the same boat for me. Chris Godwin is the second best wide receiver on his team. You know, Baker's not looking at him first, and DJ Moore's getting first looks, but they're not great looks. So, you know, you're banking on a touchdown pretty much here to get more than 10 points. And I would probably lean DJ Moore just because he's the wide receiver one.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I like it. If I'm thinking matchups, the Saints going against Godwin, they do know each other pretty well.
Actually, let me take that back. Go Godwin, because when Mike Evans plays the Saints, he gets ejected. So
yeah, and Marshawn Lattimore locks him up, dude. So yeah. Godwin might be a good start this week. I'm just always worried DJ Moore is going to have that breakout game, and I'm going to leave him on the bench.
Yeah,
that's the problem here. But if I had to pick one, I'm going Godwin, I guess.
I like it. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Vision has a question. Vision, guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us. Your boys over here, we're answering your starts and sits. Subscribe to us if you're not already, man. We give out free jerseys, all kinds of stuff all the time. Be a subscriber, turn the notifications on, and come find us. Come find us. Who should I start, Trey? Myers, Pickens, Puka, Jacobs, Palmer, Michael Thomas, pick three.
Okay, so picking three here, I like Myers, I like Puka, that's two, pretty easy there. Jacobs, I'm guessing that's Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
And I would probably go Josh Jacobs as your third, and I would sit Pickens, Palmer, and Thomas.
Okay, I like it. Kyren Williams or Mattinson PPR? Ooh.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one, honestly. But I think I lean Kyren, man. I really do. Just for volume alone, and the Colts defense really doesn't scare me. So I would lean Kyren.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, let's go Kyren. I like that. I like that pick there. But we got to keep this thing rolling, buddy. Let's get to the next game here. It is the Broncos at the Bears, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Broncos picked to win by 2.5 and not to lose by 50. I think I agree. I think the Broncos have a bounce back week. I think their defense is going to be airtight this week because Sean Payton is not allowing anything to go down like what happened last week. And that's what worries me about starting Bears this week. But I definitely think the Broncos get the dub here.
I'm taking the Bears, baby. I just want them. I want them to be great so bad, Mike.
I called it.
Yeah,
if I take them every week and they finally win, I called it.
Yeah, exactly. but I don't know. I get exactly what you're saying, man. Like, Peyton's embarrassed, right? Okay, Broncos got just tore up. They come out swinging. Makes sense. I just want to take the Bears in this game because if a team is able to put up that much on a defense, which a defense that was top five last year, also to throw that out there, I think the Bears can get it together against that defense, and that's what I like, taking the Bears in this matchup, buddy.
I feel you. But let's jump into some starts here. We got our Broncos starting off. Russell Wilson, I think, is startable in this game. Javonte Williams is getting more and more work every week. He's startable. Samaje Perine is losing work to Javonte Williams. He started off all right. He's starting to look a little worse. I'm still starting him in leagues where I have to, but if you have a better option, I would pivot. Jerry Jeudy hasn't really been worth much. I'm not really wanting to start him in this game. Cortland Sutton I like as a start because I think he's going to be the touchdown guy. And then my start of the week, Marvin Mims, baby. Russell Wilson says this rookie's ceiling is not capped, and I'm going to listen to him until he shows me otherwise. So,
No cap. Right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Marvin Mims is your start of the week. Yeah, against that Bears defense again. I like it. I like it, buddy. Bayou Bangle in the comments says, hit that like button, y'all. Listen to our boy Bayou Bangle, man. That's our dude over there. Been on the show a few times. Great guy. Very knows his stuff. Check out Bayou Bangle, man, and listen to his advice. He's already giving good advice. He said, hit the like button. That's great advice, Trey.
Do it. But jumping to my Bears starts, DJ Moore, like I said, you got to start this dude, depending on what you got. Justin Fields, super flex, sure. Single QB, I'm putting him on the bench, man. I just can't do it. Darnell Mooney, I'm benching, and Khalil Herbert is again one of those guys where, you know, if you're beat up at running back and you got to put him in there, do it. But if you got a better option, I would pivot. I'm just not starting a lot of these Bears in this game.
Yeah, okay. We'll see, buddy. We'll see. When the Bears go off, man, just remember.
And the Bears drop 70 points on the Broncos.
I'll be down for that. I'll be down for that.
You remember when the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl, do you?
Yeah, right. Vision says one more question, Trey. Who would you rather start, Russell Wilson versus the Bears or C.J. Stroud against the Steelers?
Man, that is a tough question. My heart tells me Russell Wilson, but my head tells me C.J. Stroud. The Houston Texans on offense have just been passing the ball all over the place, and C.J. Stroud is getting better every week. I'm going to take the graph here and stay on the rise with C.J. Stroud.
Okay, I like it. C.J. Stroud has thrown for almost 900 yards in the last three games. I say ride that wave, even though that Steelers defense has been stepping up. I like C.J. Stroud to do better than Russell Wilson this week, though. Definitely, definitely. Let's see. We got some Saints fans popping off in the comments. Who dat? Who dat? Hey, I'm a Bucs fan, baby, so chill out with that who dat. No, I'm just kidding. Do your thing. Do your thing. Let's see. Let's get to the next game, buddy. Let's go to the Commanders at the Eagles, Trey.
Over under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 7, and so do we.
Ooh, is that right?
Look, you ain't got to say it. I'll say it for you. I know you're still upset about the loss last week, but you know the Eagles win this game.
I don't know. I'm taking the Eagles to win. You're right. I want the Commanders to win. The Eagles win. Them and that tush push stuff they got going on. Yes, sir.
4th-and-1. Check.
Whatever, bro. Whatever. Did you make me have to do these starts and sits on purpose?
No, man. It's all you.
All right. Well, let's get to some Commanders starts in this game. I start Brian Robinson. Start Terry McLaurin. Start Logan Thomas because you may not get another chance to start Logan Thomas. Sit Antonio Gibson. Sit Curtis Samuel. Sit Sam Howell. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. Logan Thomas is one of those guys that when he's on the field, he does great, but he's not normally on the field. So it's definitely worth a stream this week.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's get to some Eagles starts here. Start Jalen Hurts. Got to start DeAndre Swift. This guy has been on fire. Let's see. Start A.J. Brown, it seems like they have been throwing the ball to A.J. Moore. I like it. Start Devontae Smith. Also, because Quez Watkins is out, looked like Quez Watkins was one of his favorite targets last week. That guy was just everywhere. And I like starting Dallas Goedert because he's a tight end. And if he puts up 10 points, I'm happy. You know what I mean? And sit Kenneth Gainwell this week. What do you think?
But just remember that if Quez Watkins is out, there is a slight chance Olamide Zaccheaus gets another touchdown.
Yeah, didn't you call that one or something?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll not let me live it down. So just remember. That's the Commanders. And at the Eagles, guys popping in the comments, which two should I start between Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Miles Sanders, and Zach Moss? Ooh.
This is actually pretty easy picks for me. Miles Sanders might not even play. Zach Moss, I'm starting over all these guys, crazy enough. But honestly, after the week that Derrick Henry had, I would take a shot on Kamara.
Ooh,
and I would actually bench Henry here.
Ooh, okay. I like Kamara and Henry here. I say stick with the old guys. Stick with what you know. Zach Moss, there's no way he keeps this big game stuff going up, especially with Richardson back wanting to run the ball more. Don't get scared, Trey. I see you. Don't get scared.
I ain't scared. Zach Moss and Kamara, do it.
Let's see. We'll see, buddy. We'll see. Somebody write this down. Yo Man Joe, trading Jahmyr Gibbs and Godwin for Jonathan Taylor?
That's a negative for me, Ghost Rider. Jonathan Taylor come out, and it's all in the news today. He still does not want to be on this team. The team still doesn't want to get rid of him. There's bad blood there. I'm not reaching for a guy when I don't know he's coming out.
Makes sense. Makes sense. I'm going to hold on to what I got also, buddy. I like it. But yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Let's move to the next game, buddy. We got to get through these bad boys. We've got the Steelers at the Texans, Trey.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Steelers picked to win by 3. And I like the Texans.
Okay. Okay. I like the Texans too, buddy. I mean, the Steelers D has been great, but the Texans O has been pretty good too. So I'm taking the O over the D.
Got to start picking the Texans, man. We haven't been able to pick them for the dub for years. So why not start now?
Yeah, I think C.J. Stroud has probably turned into one of the best rookies in this class, don't you think?
No doubt.
Which is crazy because they thought he was drinking the dum-dum juice, and dude's killing it.
That's exactly right. But jumping to my Steelers starts, I'm starting George Pickens. I'm starting Pat Freiermuth. I would prefer to start Jaylen Warren over Najee Harris. The split has been 60-40, 60 for Najee, 40 for Jaylen. But when Jaylen gets the ball, it looks 10 times better than when Najee has it in his hands. So if I'm starting either one of those guys, it's Jaylen for me. I would rather bench Najee. And then I'm not starting Allen Robinson or Calvin Austin. But keep an eye on Calvin Austin because I think he's going to do big things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Calvin Austin, this guy seems to just know how to get open. He beats man coverage a lot. I like it. I like it, buddy.
But jumping to my Texan starts, C.J. Stroud is officially a perma-start in Superflex. Tank Dell, you got to start this dude up. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins as well. Robert Woods, I'm leaning more towards sitting now. It looks like Tank Dell's getting more of the work where Robert Woods was. Tank Dell's kind of taking over the work there. Damian Pierce actually had a great week last week. Looks like he looked a lot better, like this offense is doing. So I'm willing to start him up, but I'm still sitting Dalton Schultz.
Oh, yeah. I dropped Schultz in a couple leagues, buddy. So I get it. I really had high hopes for that guy, too. It hurts. Tommy popping in the comments. Damn, I'm late. What's up, boys?
What up, Tommy?
What's happening, buddy? What's happening, Eddie? And he's already ready for his baby. Stroud, Fields, or Purdy, Trey?
Well, Stroud feels pretty good. I think I'd go C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. I'm going to go Stroud, but I'm going to consider Fields.
You know he is.
I just know what this guy can do, my friend, and I'm just waiting.
I know what he hasn't done. Win me a fucking week.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. You're not wrong there. But beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Texans, you did the Texans. Let's go to the next game, buddy. Let's go with the Raiders at the Chargers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 50.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers picked to win by 4. And I think I'm going to stick on the betting side here, and I'll take the Chargers as well.
Okay. You got to. The Raiders have just looked terrible lately. I'm going to take the Chargers here too, buddy. I like it. But let's get to some Raiders starts here. I know he's been having a little rough go at it, but I'm still going to start Josh Jacobs. And I mean, I got to, bro, because another guy I'm just waiting to go crazy. Start Davante Adams. He looked like the Davante Adams that we know and love last week. Start Jacoby Myers. He's been looking great, too. And sit Austin Hooper and sit Jimmy G or Brian Hoyer, whoever decides to play quarterback this week. Trey, what do you think?
I feel you there, man. I feel you.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Let's see. Let's go to the Chargers starts here. I've got Herbert starting, of course. Start Keenan Allen. This guy went nuts last week. Do you think he does it again this week, Trey?
I think it might not be as nuts, but I think it's just as salty for the losers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then that leads me to my start of the week, Joshua Palmer. Okay, this guy is emerging as the number two on this team. Keenan Allen will probably pull a hammy within the next couple of weeks, which will make Joshua Palmer the number one on this team. So go ahead and start Joshua Palmer with confidence this week. And you can also start Gerald Everett, and you can sit Joshua Kelly. I'm done with the Joshua Kelly stuff, Trey.
Keenan Allen is at home right now watching us, and he's looking at you, and he's saying, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Sorry, don't you put buddy. That juju on me.
Just saying. Great stuff here. Let's see. Tommy says full PPR, Warren, Brian Robinson, or Pacheco.
I think I lean Pacheco out of those guys, if I'm being honest with you.
I like Brian Robinson, dude. He's just against been putting up stuff. Yes, against the Eagles. Why not?
I don't know. That defense didn't – Rashad White didn't do much, and neither did the backup, Sean. What is it, Tucker?
Yes.
I think I lean Pacheco.
I don't know, buddy. Clyde is eating up a little bit of his time over there. I'm going Brian Robinson.
True. That's true.
I'm going Brian Robinson. Hey, flex PPR, Kirk or Dell, Trey?
Man, both. you know, but if I had to pick one, I've got to go Tank Dell.
Yeah.
I just have to.
Oh, taking Dell over my boy Kirk, huh? Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. I get it. Great stuff. Let's go to the next game, Trey. We've got the Cardinals at the 49ers.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 15. I'm going to call BS, and I think that the Niners still win this game. I just scared for a moment.
You had my heart down. I'm like, what?
But I do think that it's a closer game. We saw what the Cardinals did against the Cowboys, but the Cowboys' offense is fake, and the Niners is real. But I do – so that's why I think the Niners get the dub, but I do think that Cardinals keep it closer than 15.
Yeah, no, I like that. You got to take the Niners in this game, but I agree with you. I think it's a little closer than things may appear, Trey.
But jumping into my Cardinals starts, you got to start James Conner. Marquise Brown is questionable. If he is out of this game, Rondell Moore, I think, is an immediate start. I'm starting Zach Ertz in this game. And then Joshua Dobbs in Superflex. You know, there's a lot of worse options you could take, so I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, Dobbs, you know, the fantasy points didn't quite show as well as I feel like Dobbs looked on the field, because he really looked like he wasn't panicking. He looked smooth with his, you could see him going through his progressions. I think Dobbs is just going to slowly start to be okay. And I'm wondering if the Cardinals are like worried about how well he is actually looking on the field.
Yeah, man. They're like, we need Caleb Williams. What are you doing?
Dobbs is not the future
for us.
I'm just
winning games, man.
Yeah, I'm doing what you pay me to do, baby.
But jumping to my Niners starts, Brock Purdy, again, is super flex worthy. Obviously, you're starting Christian McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk is back, and you are starting him.
Yes, sir.
Debo Samuel is questionable, and I don't think he's going to play. He didn't practice the last 3 days. So if he doesn't play, Ayuk is a super start. And Juwan Jennings is also doubtful for this game. So George Kittle, I think, is an amazing start. And even if Debo and Juwan Jennings are out of this game, I think, you know, maybe throw a DFS look on Ray McCloud.
Oh,
I think it'd be worth a shot. You know, I'm not saying, you know, spend your whole pocketbook on it, but hey, Ray McCloud, I bet he gets some.
Yeah, okay, I like it. You don't think Debo's gonna play, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, out three practices in a row, and hasn't shown any signs of any increase on his ribs. So it's going to be a game time decision, but I have a strong feeling he's not going to be out there.
Well, you know, Debo probably doesn't need as much time to get ready as the rest of the team.
Very you know true. I mean? Very true.
I mean, he needs to know the plan, but he can get that in the walkthrough. So makes sense. Makes sense. Tommy's got a question for us. If I put Dell in flex, do I go Kirk or Pittman? DK is my other receiver.
I think I would go Kirk over Pittman.
I agree. And you better do it early, because they got that early game on Sunday morning. So.
Make your decision quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo Man Joe says, I need a consistent, decent running back, 13 to 15 plus points a week, willing to combine Gibbs and Godwin. Think I can get anyone decent? If so, who?
Oh, man, it's tough.
That is tough. He's willing to combine Gibbs and Godwin. What's a good running back? Well, who would you trade Gibbs and Godwin to get?
Who would Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I would do that. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a risk because he's not proven yet this year. I'm just really high on him, and I think he's going to do great. Obviously, that could be a terrible trade for you. But it's also you're going to have to take a risk to find a consistent running back like that. Because you're not going to go out and trade Gibbs and Godwin for a running back that's already shown 4 weeks in a row that he can put up that many points. No one's getting rid of that guy.
What do you think about Ramondre? Too good?
I honestly think I would keep Gibbs and Godwin.
Really? You would?
On the hopes that Gibbs gets better, because I worry about Ramondre and his health.
Okay, but he wants to get rid of these two guys to get somebody. Who's somebody he could get, right? Josh Jacobs?
I mean, you could probably get Josh Jacobs. He hasn't been the best. I think that somebody would take that trade. I just don't know if it's a trade I would do. I just really have such high hopes for Gibbs, and I really hope it turns around, but I completely understand. If someone would take the trade, Kenneth Walker, Gibbs for Godwin, I would do it in a heartbeat, but I just don't know that anybody's going to accept that trade.
I mean, throw it out there, though. See what happens. I like it. But yeah, Cardinals, Niners, going to be a banger. Let's go to the next game, Trey. That is the Patriots at the Cowboys.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 6.5. No, no, no. The Patriots get the dub here.
Okay. I can dig it. The Patriots offense has been looking all right. We know that defense is looking good. You think Mac Jones could outwit Pittman, or do you think the offensive coordinator is going to do that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, got nothing to do with Mac Jones.
Yeah. Who am I talking about? Michael, what's the guy? Parsons. I'm talking about Parsons.
Michael Parsons?
Yeah. Geez, I couldn't think of the name.
No, yeah. I just think that if the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, Bill Belichick can beat the Cowboys. And I think he's sitting at home thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you're probably right. He probably watched the tape, too, just to figure out what they did right. But let's get to some Patriots starts here. I like starting Ramondre a lot. That's my guy. I like starting Hunter Henry. Devontae Parker, I like as a start in this game. He's been coming around and doing some things. I like that. I'm sitting Kendrick Bourne, and I'm sitting Juju Smith-Schuster, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it a lot. Devontae Parker has been up and down a little bit, but I like it. I like it.
Up and down, baby, up and down. I like it when he's up, not too happy when he's down. Let's go to the Cowboys start. You got to start my boy, Tony P. Start CeeDee Lamb. Start Dak Prescott. I know it's interesting, but I like Dak to do okay in this game. Sit Jake Ferguson and sit Brandon Cooks. What do you think?
Yeah, I dig it, man. I dig it a lot. Brandon Cooks, so sad to see.
I know, buddy. Again, another one we had high hopes for, man. Maybe he'll figure it out as time goes and injuries occur. So we don't know. Maybe. I mean, what do you think? Hey, Yo Man Joe says, would you do that trade for Jacobs?
I think I would, honestly. I think I would go Gibbs and Godwin for Jacobs. I think I would be okay with that trade.
Okay. Yeah, why not? Tommy says, should I scoop up Jameson Williams and drop Hunt?
I don't know, man. I understand that. Or Jameson Williams.
Jameson, yeah. The I was suspension, thinking, the wide Jamal. Receiver.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking he has 6-game suspension.
Yeah,
so,
he's got a couple more.
He's got two more games left. I don't hate that at all because I don't think Hunt is going to get enough work to be relevant at least for a couple weeks.
It sure doesn't seem like it. You're right. And that offense, if that Lions offense plays the way they did last night, bro.
Yeah,
I'd like Jameson Williams coming in there and eating up. So no you'd doubt, probably no be doubt. All right dropping old Hunt and picking up old Jameson Williams. I like it.
Jameson Williams isn't available in any of my leagues.
No?
No, everybody's got him on their IR, drafted him, and put him on the IR.
There it is. Yeah, we saw him going in draft. So, that makes sense. That's the Patriots and the Cowboys. Let's go to the next game, and that's Sunday Night Football. We've got the Chiefs at the Jets.
Over-under for this game is 43 points. Vegas has the Chiefs picked to win by 9. I like the Chiefs to win this game, man. You know, I think this was a Sunday Night Football for Aaron Rodgers, and it's just going to be kind of a poo fest now.
Yeah, it would have been amazing. I mean, if Trevor Siemian goes in and plays quarterback, I think it could be more interesting. It would do things for, you know, the fantasy value of Garrett Wilson. I even think Alan Lazard could do some stuff with Trevor Siemian in there just because, you know, those veteran quarterbacks, those veteran journeyman quarterbacks have learned that there are guys that they can rely on. I think Lazard could be one of those guys, you know.
No doubt. But jumping into my Chiefs starts, got to be Mahomes. Pacheco, I like as a start. McKinnon, I like as a start. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I like as a flex, man. This running back room, you know, they're just the receivers are not doing very well on this team. So the running backs are taking over. Travis Kelce, obviously, like as a start, but I'm sitting every receiver on this team. MVS, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Rashee Rice. I don't want to start any of them.
I don't blame you, bro. It's just hard to determine who might be okay. You know what I mean? None of them are really doing great. I like Rashee Rice, but I just feel like if Patrick Mahomes can rely on this guy a little more, I think Rashee Rice could be a big, big time fantasy wide receiver, buddy.
I agree. I agree. Jump into my Jets starts. It's a very small room of starters. It's Garrett Wilson and it's Breece Hall. And I'm not starting anyone else. I'm sitting Dalvin Cook. I'm sitting Alan Lazard. I'm sitting Randall Cobb. And I'm sitting Zach Wilson.
Breece Hall really hasn't done amazing either, buddy. You're confident starting him against the Chiefs?
I'm not confident at all. I just think if there's anybody on this team that I'm starting, it's Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. Uh-huh. I think that Breece Hall still has opportunity to shine. It's not looked pretty, but like I said, man, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling at running back. I'm going against a guy starting Algiers as his RB1. So, you know, Breece Hall, start him up.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tommy says, don't remind me about yesterday. Big time Packers fan there. He's hurt, buddy. He's feeling it. He's feeling it today, buddy.
Yeah. What's that Adam Sandler movie? Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks.
Nice. Nice. Yo Man Joe says, well, never mind. Someone just accepted the trade for Bijan.
Ooh. Nice. Okay. Gibbs and Godwin for Bijan. You got lucky on that one because I would never make that trade.
I would not do that. I mean, I guess somebody maybe selling low on Bijan, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Good job, buddy. Well done, my friend. Well done. Tommy says, Trey, you should do our top five defenses for the week on the Waiver Wire show.
Yeah, like streaming defenses. I could do that.
I like that. I like that. Nicely done. Nicely done. All right, let's get to the last game on the agenda here, and that is the Seahawks at the Giants, Trey.
Finally, a Monday night game where there's only one game to watch. Mm-hmm. Over-under for this game is 45 points, and Vegas has Seahawks and the big man Geno Smith to win by 1.5, and I like it.
I like it too, buddy. I like the way Geno's been playing, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
That's what I want to hear, baby.
Okay, I like the way Geno's been playing. He's been looking all right. He's going through his progressions nice. He's getting the ball out quicker than most of the time. Geno's looking okay, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Geno's looking okay. And that's why I'm starting Geno Smith. DK is questionable. If DK doesn't play, you got to start Lockett. And if DK doesn't play, I like Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, he really has been a disappointment for all of us because we really had big plans for this guy. But, you know, got to give him time. Dynasty, he's worth stashing, definitely. But, you know, if DK doesn't play, I like Jackson to do good in this game. Of course, you're starting Kenneth Walker, and you're going to sit Charbonnet.
Yeah, man, I actually watched a video of Geno on the sidelines with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he was really mentoring him. And you know, he was like, I understand, you know, that was my bad, man. You know, like, you know, you're good. Like, let's just stay together. Let's stay focused, you know, not dogging on him or nothing like that. So I like the way their relationship is forming on the sidelines over there.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I'm going to get to these questions that are down in the comments in just a second. Go to the Giants starts in this game. I like Darren Waller as a start, and I like Daniel Jones as a start. And, of course, if Saquon plays, you got to start this guy too, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
But, yeah, that's basically it, though, for my Giants starts. It's a small list, my friend, and I'm not super confident about starting Darren Waller either.
No, yeah, I hear you, but, I mean, like, the way the tight end world is, you know, you mm-hmm. pick a guy, and if Darren Waller's your guy, I mean, I'd start him over some rando on the waiver wire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, here we go, buddy. We got some questions in the comments here. Za215. Guys, real quick, before we go with this, don't forget to hit that like button for us, man. I see y'all watching, asking questions. Hit that like button for us. We appreciate the love, and subscribe to our channel if you have not already. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Za215 says flex one, Tank Dell, Atwell, Garrett Wilson.
Man, that's tough. I'm rolling with my gut here, man. It's got to be Tank.
Yeah, he's been consistent, man. Yeah. And we know how much we like that consistency, buddy.
That's right.
I like Tank Dell too, man. I like it. Let's see. We got Andrew in the comments saying Collins or Dell and Pickens or Sutton this week. We'll start with the first one, Collins or Dell.
I think we both agreed in the league that we run together. We have both of those guys, and we went with Tank Dell. So.
We did. We went with Tank Dell, and I'm a big Nico Collins guy. I love this guy, but I just feel like Tank Dell has just been in all the right places at all the right times. Start Tank Dell there. I like it. Tommy says, good night, boys. Good luck this weekend. You too, buddy. You too. Let's see. George. A lot of guys we haven't seen before. I like this, buddy. George Play says, should I add Keaton Mitchell or Dalvin Cook?
Man, you know, I really think you hang on to Dalvin Cook right now. I understand that it's not looked great. Keep him on your bench. I really think that they're going to get another quarterback in there. I don't think they're going to ride with Zach Wilson the whole year, and I think that's going to boost Dalvin Cook. And even then, you might be able to have better value to trade for him.
Yeah, hold on to your guy, man. If he has a good game, man, just trade that dude. Tommy says, they just said on my Yahoo that DK is active for Monday night. Okay, well, there you go. DK should be playing there, so that's good. Over on Twitch, Rich Mocha. What's happening, my dude? For my flex, Amari Cooper, Nico Collins, Puka, or Waddle? You got to go Puka, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough between Puka and Waddle for me. I think Waddle was out of that game last
week. He was.
Right? So with him being back in there, you know, that excites me with the way that offense puts up, but I think I would lean Puka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for the targets
alone. He has just been dynamite, dude, and I just – it'd be hard to sit Puka for sure.
Definitely.
But I think it would be Puka, then Amari. What do you think?
I would go Puka, Waddle.
Puka, Waddle? Mm. Okay, I go Puka Waddle.
Puka Waddle, Amari, Nico.
Puka Cooper Waddle, Nico. let's see. Andrew has a question. Pickens or Sutton?
So Pickens or Sutton, I think I lean.
I'm going Pickens here.
I think Pickens for sure. I agree with you. I think Pickens. I think that Sutton has a better chance of getting a touchdown, but I think Pickens is going to get a lot more targets.
Or a big touchdown, like a 70-yarder, dude, or something like that. Pickens finds a way to get open in those big ones. Rich Mocha says, thanks, guys. No problem, buddy. Glad to help. Glad to help. Let's see. Stranger Things fan 9876. I know it's really in the season, but which – what is that?
Jump to the next.
Oh, which – I know it's really early, but which team do you want to go to the Super Bowl? I want to hear from both of you, please.
You go first, my friend.
Well, I mean, I want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Baker Mayfield to go to the Super Bowl. That's what I want to happen. But who do I think is going to make it to the Super Bowl? Don't look at me like that. What do you think, buddy?
I think it's a rematch, Chiefs-Eagles.
Come on.
I do, man. I just think that's what happens. I think it's the Chiefs-Eagles. I think Taylor dumps Travis, and he has a bad game, and the Eagles get their first Super Bowl.
Isn't that like a conspiracy
theory? Not their first, but...
You know, or something.
Get a win over the Chiefs.
I don't want to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl again, dude. I don't
want
to see
You them. Want that play banned? Let them win the Super Bowl with it. It will get banned. There you go.
I'm so tired of the Eagles... Just eating up the clock, my friend. Just eating up the clock.
It hurts, baby.
So who do you want to go to the Super Bowl, it says, Trey?
And I want to see that happen. I want to see the Eagles win.
You want to see a rematch of what we saw last year?
I want the Chiefs and the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl, and I want Taylor to break up with Travis Kelce. And the Eagles get to dub, and Jalen Hurts to get his first ring, like I said.
Just wishing ill will on people, Trey. That's not very nice.
I'm wishing Jalen Hurts gets a Super Bowl ring.
Wishing Travis Kelce gets his heart broken by Taylor.
Don't pay attention to that. I know the song is going to be a banger, top of the charts. I want to hear it. I want to jam it out.
Yo Man Joe says Colts versus 49ers Super Bowl. Oh, he's a Colts fan.
Yeah,
He's a Colts
fan. Has to be.
Oh, man. What's happening with your boy over there, man? With your boy, Jonathan Taylor. He coming back or what, Yo Man Joe?
Yeah, man. What's going on? Let us know.
Stranger Things fan says, sorry, I forgot my username. This is Haley also. Thank you. What's up, Haley?
What up, Haley?
Hey, I knew it was you, just so you know. Hey, don't look at me right here. I knew it was you. Okay, yes, sir. Let's see. He says, we don't need him. We got Moss.
Hey.
They don't need that Jonathan Taylor-ness in there. I like it. Guys, I'm going to ask you one more time for your boys. Don't forget to hit the like button for us. Subscribe to the channel. You have no idea how much that helps us out. We appreciate the love, guys. And don't forget, we answer all your questions here, but you can get some one-on-one advice with your boys over on Patreon. It has officially launched. Go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. We will help you out. You can talk with your boys, get in a group chat, man. We will work together on your teams. And as per usual, Trey, hit them with it.
We got merch.
We got some merch for all y'all over there. We got hats, stickers, jackets, anything. Go over down in the description and check out something for your boys and support your guys over here. And, yeah, been a great show, buddy. Week four.
Show, man. I'm excited. Can't wait to watch some football this weekend. And everybody out there, stay strong, stay hard at it, and stay fantasy football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.